Hi, Greg Perry, the historic preservationist. Welcome to season 3, episode 56, As the Bells Chime. I'm going to talk about, I think there was a movie out several years ago for kids called Transformers. But we're going to title this tonight, The First Transformers. Lavielle Rousse, founded in Kiev in 1851 and located for more than 70 years on Fifth Avenue, York, 50 years later, is staging a month-long exhibition of automata from the Maurice Sandeau's collection, which is divided between the foundation of Edward and Maurice Sandeau's and the Musée d'Horlogerie de Locke, Château de Mont in Switzerland. Mechanical Wonders, the Sanchez Collection. Maurice Sanchez, who established both collections, was born in Basel in 1892. The third son of Edward Constant Sanchez, founder of the Sanchez Chemical Company. After the following family tradition by obtaining a PhD in chemistry from the University at Lausanne in 1916, he went on to achieve distinction, both in successful writer inspired by the world of the strange and the mysterious, and also by a composer whose works for the piano subtly reflect the influence of Robert Schumann. An aesthetic with unerring taste, Sanchez was fascinated by all the world could offer him in the terms of beauty, whether natural or the product of human genius. As the native of a country that had raised precision mechanics, this is Switzerland, which included watchmaking, to the status of a religion, he was naturally drawn to the marvels in this field. So for over a period of 22 years, he built up a collection that was considered one of the finest of the day in the world. A splendid tribute to the talents of the goldsmiths and watchmakers of the late 18th and early 19th centuries, both in Switzerland and as well abroad. In 1950, Lavielle Rousse held an exhibition entitled Antique Automatas that brought together 164 of some of the finest works in the world, almost half of them lent by Maurice Sanchez. The catalog for the event had a preface by Albert Campos, author, expert, and advisor to Sanchez, and remains, despite the brevity of its descriptions, an important source on the subject. While not attempted to rival the earlier exhibition, the current one, and this was a few years ago and is being exhibited again, the current one will present 50 pieces from the Sanchez collection. And so watches with music or automata, singing birds, Fabergé pieces that actually move and react, and many other wonders, all dressed in the finest gold, enamels, and diamonds, await visitors to come to be able to see them in movement by means of 3D films also at the exhibition. Greg Perry, the historic preservationist. Thanks for listening. Most of this automata was done I want to add this to the end, was done in Switzerland or in France. And again, the late 18th to early 19th century. And most utilized clock movements. And one another example I just want to add to this, which was actually done in France, called the Silver Swan, utilizes 5 clock movements. It's a life-size swan who the clock movements actually moves the trunk of the neck, the head, the eyes. The swan will actually go down below what appears to be moving water, which is actually twisted white or clear glass that are turning in long lines, horizontal lines that the swan is sitting on. The swan will dip its neck down, its long neck down, and pluck a fish up at the end, and it is a phenomenal masterpiece. So just an addition, So if anyone wants to look up some of these objects, be sure to look up the Silver Swan. Thanks for listening.